Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Our item 26-453, resolution number 2026-15, joint session between the Pensacola City Council, Pensacola Mayor, and the Escambia County Board of Commissioners. I think we all know what this is, so I don't know that there needs to be any presentation, but I do see Councilman Bear wants to speak.
And I'll support it tonight. The only objection I have is that this is a joint session between the council and the county commission. The mayor is not an official body that needs to be part of this. He's welcome to come. But the last time we did this, he was listed, and it's not a joint session with the mayor. He doesn't get involved in joint sessions. It's a joint session of the council and the county commission.
So the Charles Bear experience continues. Councilman Bear objecting to the presence of Mayor D.C. Reeves as one of the official participants at the Thursday 9 a.m. Marijuana session that they're going to have. Oh, sorry, joint session that they're they keep saying joint.
What?
They keep calling it a joint session.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Not a particularly just need a quarter. Funny joke. It's just the joke I had available to me.
Boo.
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever. Sometimes you try a thing that doesn't work. Anyway, so Charles Bear, well, I'm a city council member, and they're county commissioners, and the mayor is, you know, chopped liver. I mean, he doesn't belong in this thing at all. It's, why do we have his name on there? It's, I can we disinvite him? Are they going to charge him admission? Like a ticket? What about Wes
popcorn.
Moreno? You know, what about like Adam Cobb and Allison Rogers, the attorneys? Will they be allowed to attend? Was, you know, Charles Bear the bouncer going to be at the door, like checking IDs and making sure the wrong types don't get in? Because it doesn't suit his particular interests in what's appropriate.
I don't know what's going to happen during this joint session. I don't feel like the last one was super productive. I think we're so far apart on the Bay Center right now and the convention center and what might happen there. I don't know what to expect from this.
I don't know why we're doing this. I don't know why we're having this. I don't think any of this makes any sense. It's probably not going to work for anything. But sure, let's go, fine. But just don't involve the mayor.
We are the governing body. We're the ones that are having a joint session with the county commission. I'll support you tonight, and I'm hopeful that we can come to some resolution, agreement, or next steps during the actual event.
Yeah, and actually, I am too, because I don't know that that's really been the case before. Somebody texted me. I laughed at the joke, Andrew. Okay, I'll take it. Two people. It's fine. That's who I'm serving. Okay, so what are they going to do? They're going to talk on Thursday, 9 a.m., the commission and the council and the mayor are going to talk about the Bay Center and the study that was done at the agenda review last Monday. So this is a week ago Monday, 8 days ago. You had a presentation by WT. They did the survey that looked at what are some of the options for the Bay Center. Sana Dabadoy was one of the presenters. She said, look, there are four options. You can have a convention center. You can have a convention center with a hotel, private hotel, convention center hotel, and then parking with mixed-use retail. Convention center, private hotel, parking, mixed-use retail, and some kind of a transit hub to draw down some of the funds that would be available for improving transportation. And basically, what their guy, Jose Davila, says is, there are risks with any of these projects. None of these projects is a guarantee, but the convention center does seem to be the best option, and there are no really bad options.
So ultimately, it becomes a decision that, you know, that you'll have to make, but that is not to say that there are no risks, right? I think that, you know, from what we did here, there is no option that is bad, I would say. But I think that from the economic development perspective, the community development perspective, it looks like the convention center would be the best position option to achieve those goals.
So, again, just for those of you who may not have been tracking this, it's a lot of pieces to keep track of. But part A is we want to renovate the Bay Center itself. To handle bigger concerts, basically, and to modernize it. And that's because the bones of the structure are good, but it needs a pretty dramatic facelift, rehab, blood transfusion, skin grafts, you know, bionic eyes. I don't know. It's neat stuff, okay? Once that, and that is going to happen, okay? I don't think it's been agreed to exactly, but that's one of the things that we, that looks like almost certainly that's going to take place. Price tag, $75 million, okay? Something like that. $50 million, I don't know. The prices keep changing, but in that vicinity. In addition, behind the Bay Center, across the walkway, you're going to, we're going to close down the loop, okay? FDOT is going to take care of that somehow, cost undetermined, maybe. But behind the Bay Center where you currently park, there's enough space to put three buildings maybe without having any of the parking left, or one building with parking, or two buildings, with, you follow, okay? The first building is the question. Is that building going to be a convention center oriented primarily around conventions, people coming here and doing conventions and having a ballroom up on the second floor? That's what they're talking about here. That's what they say makes the most sense. There's another possibility to make it an athletic events, field house, big gym, you know, for cheerleading and basketball and volleyball and all of that. And could also be used as conventions and or vendor spaces and or Pensacon. And the more of that activity that you can generate, you can bring people to town that couldn't go to conventions here because we can't handle a big enough convention, so that becomes possible. But also you move activities out of the Bay Center, which opens the Bay Center up to be used for other things more routinely. You don't have as much conflict with the Ice Flyers for a sheet of ice, all that. Okay, price tag on that, you know, tens of millions. Also, parking is going to be a problem. You're going to have to, somehow, you're going to have to make up the lost parking spaces of building a building and then the additional parking you're going to need for additional attendees, and probably somewhere in the $30 to $40 million for a parking garage. Then what about a hotel? Well, you need a hotel because you need to have convention close to the hotel. You need a ballroom. Is that going to be in the hotel? Is that going to be in convention space? TBD. But these are kind of the pieces of the puzzle. The county owns the Bay Center. Apparently, the city owns the property. Sounds like, is the way I understood this. And so it's always been thought of as a county thing, but it's really kind of a joint thing, non-marijuana thing. But, you know, they're trying to figure out what to do. And keep in mind that this is something that is not going to directly generate revenue. It's going to indirectly generate revenue. We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now, West Jackson Street and New Warrington Road. Seen some minor delays in that area. Also, 98 westbound heading into Gulf Breeze, a 7-minute delay, and I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile, seeing about a 7-minute delay through that construction. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the conversation about the Bay Center. Sarah Dobador, again, from WT, explaining that the reason people don't just go build convention centers as, you know, real estate developers is because convention centers in their own do not make money.
Convention centers, we will say that they don't by themselves make money. That is why no one wants to build them. That is why no one volunteers to come and build them. That's why cities build them. They sort of work as anchors. Cities, by and large, realize that they have to put the anchor. The anchor itself doesn't really make money, but everything around it does, and everything around it hopes to attract more funding. So that is probably why that you're not really seeing developers trying to beat down your door to do that.
This, I don't know if this analogy is going to help, but it comes to mind, okay? Imagine that you have an island somewhere, and you want people to come spend money on your island. So you build a dock, right? The dock costs you money, costs you money to maintain, costs you money to build. You can charge some admission to the dock, but the admission you're going to get for people parking their boats on the dock is not going to make enough to pay for the cost of the dock. But you're not really that interested in the dock money. You're interested in the people coming to the island and spending money. And if you don't build the dock, well, they don't come. That's the convention center, okay? The convention center is the dock. It's going to cost money. It's not going to net intake revenue. It is going to cost, and the bond is going to cost and all that. It'll make some, but it won't make enough to pay for itself. But the spinoff of sales tax and bed tax, that's where the city or the county or both really make the money.
It was already mentioned, if these facilities net profited on their own, private market would be building them and making millions of dollars a year. But when we realize the main destination of ROI for a facility like a convention center is going to be bed tax and sales tax.
Right. And so this is why developers don't build them, because developers can't make their money back. But developers in partnership with counties and cities can then, for the county or the city, make the money back through sales tax and bed tax. That's kind of the idea. Not to be outdone is the voice of optimism and enthusiasm. Charles Baer also had a comment at the Pensacola Agenda Review.
Let me just say first, this should have been a workshop, not a discussion and an agenda.
You did the meeting wrong again, sir. I think he's talking to Jared, though, I guess. I wouldn't have been talking to the mayor, but okay. Or was this at the CRA? Maybe this is a CRA, so I'm not sure who's... It doesn't really matter. The point is, it wasn't done properly, according to Charles.
There's too much to talk about, and you know, the $75 million has been mentioned. It's really interesting. I serve on the TDC, and whatever the county wants to do with that, that's what they're going to do with it. If they make upgrades to the Bay Center, that's what we're going to do with all $75 million of it. So we may not see a penny of it. They had $25 million more. They spent that on artificial turf at baseball fields. I mean, if you're going to do that over something that's going to have the economic impact, to me, I think it's bigger what we can do here with Convention Center, potentially combined with the Bay Center. Or, you know, so the TDC, that is troublesome for me because the county is going to go their own way.
He is a member of the TDC. That's the Tourism Development Commission. They spend the TDT or the bed tax money, and he's been frustrated there. Yeah, Charles is frustrated a lot. Frustrated on city council, frustrated on TDC. You know, he doesn't like how they spent the money. On this, we agree. I very much oppose that $25 million for the artificial turf of the John Jones 9 Mile ballpark complex. So he and I agree about that. And if we had another $25 million to spend on something like this, we'd probably be halfway to a convention center, you know, ish. Anyway, it'd be more than we have right now. And so I tend to agree. But and also that, you know, the county does tend to do what the county wants to do. And, you know, it's nice if they want to listen to the city. And maybe there's some leverage in the fact that the city owns the land and is involved in the long-term lease or however the relationship works with the county owning the Bay Center. But a lot of this is we'll see on Thursday. We'll see if they play well together. We'll see if the mayor's allowed to attend without paying for a ticket. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Do pay attention to 2 hours from now. We're expecting the Blue Angels, 2:20. Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are going to be in town. The Thunderbirds are in between two locations that are kind of close by here. Both Florida, well, not quite close. I think it's Panama City, and I forgot where the other one was elsewhere in Florida, but they're kind of in the vicinity. You know how when the Blue Angels go to the West Coast, okay, they stay out there in between. Same thing for the Thunderbirds coming to the East Coast. They kind of stay out here. And, well, we why not go to NES Pensacola like they do periodically. So the Super Delta flyby of all of the planes, all 12 of the planes, is supposed to take place around 10:40 to 10:50. So in about 2 hours if you want to see that. And then practice for the Blues. And the announcement of the new commanding officer is going to all take place today. At least that's what we've been told. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need work done on your plumbing, your air conditioning, your heating, your electrical, your generator, whatever the case may be, you know, you fix something and made it worse. I've done it. you can call Peden. They'll take care of you. Okay? They, 1969, Robert Peden was hot in Panama City and thought, if I'm hot, other people are hot, I can do air conditioning and make money. So he did. And, of course, you know, heating goes along with that. And then eventually plumbing and then eventually electrical and all these things. And along the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee in the Eastern time zone all the way west to Pensacola, now to Baldwin County, into Mobile in Alabama. So two states, two time zones, all along the Gulf Coast, 100% satisfaction guarantee, good people, good products, good installation. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with any new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service, and 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEDEN.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Step into your hometown boot store right here in beautiful Pensacola, Florida, where you can find the largest selection of Western boots and attire. The boot store also carries a great selection of workwear from boots to fire-resistant clothing. When you're looking for authentic wear accompanied with authentic service, show up at your hometown boot store, where you're more like family than you are a customer. 7801 Pine Forest Road in Pensacola and our second location on Highway 59 in Loxley. Remember, savings and selection are found behind the big red boot.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, I'm having a Twin Peaks experience.
You can pick and keep either Phil Collins Genesis or Phil Collins solo work. Which one are you keeping, John?
I'm going to say solo.
I am, too.
I really am.
He did a lot. I mean, he, obviously, fantastic work with Genesis. But if you have to pick between them, which actually kind of surprised me that Genesis went in first instead of him solo now. So, but either way, they're in as both, which is fine. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, into the Hall of Fame, by the way. Sorry.
Brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app, available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Still working that accident on West Jackson Street and New Warrington Street. But let's see here. Other than that, I'm not seeing, well, nope, 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze. About a 6-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Jury selection could start today in the New York rape trial of Harvey Weinstein. It is the second retrial on a third-degree rape charge. A jury last year wasn't able to reach a decision on the case while convicting Weinstein of a criminal sexual act against another woman. Those were retrials of Weinstein's rape conviction in 2020, which was later overturned. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. apparently did some jumping jacks and jogged in front of reporters, Andrew, on Monday to dispel rumors of his failed health. The 60-year-old paralyzed his lying and challenged them to hit the gym with him. And Major League Baseball is honoring Jackie Robinson this week. Wednesday is Jackie Robinson Day, the anniversary of the day he broke baseball's color barrier.
Outstanding. Everybody wears 42 on that day. Across all of baseball. No names, just 42 on the back, which I always think is kind of a cool thing. It's annoying if you're trying to figure out who a player is, but it's a cool tribute. I appreciate it. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I did not mention this when we just had our conversation about the Bay Center. Rick Outson is reporting a letter from the DMO, which is the Destination Management Marketing Organization. That's all the hoteliers in the area, that they oppose the convention center concept for the Bay Center. They want to see the athletic slash events facility, which would also do some conventioning, and they do not support having a hotel either. They don't think it's necessary to have an additional hotel. I'm not saying this is the reason, but do keep in mind this is a bunch of hoteliers talking about whether to build an additional hotel by somebody else. And, you know, I mean, you know, there's a business interest maybe in not having it. I'm not saying that's the reason, just, you know, you kind of put that in your thinking about that. But I agree. There's also that. Those are the two options. If you want to talk about big options for the county and the city, those are probably the two main things to think about. Is it going to be activity space or is it going to be convention space? Because it's kind of got to be one or the other primarily. American Idol last night. Billy, speaking of Idol, was there singing.
Billy Idol!
Not bad for 70, man. I mean, looking very well preserved.
Not bad at all.
Formaldehyde and all. He and Ryan Seacrest. You know, Ryan Seacrest has got more of the glossy look. Billy Idol is more the matte.
The matte finish.
Matte finish. Don't ask. Pat Benatar sang. She was there with Neil Girardo. It was cool hearing her do the Ring of Fire inside of Heartbreaker. That was good. They gave Keela Richardson advice and basically said, hey, do if you're going to do Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, do it a little bit with a an opening that's more of a like a ballad kind of style. And she did. That's good stuff. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. How are you? And then they kind of jazzed it up a little bit and got to the end. And when she just flourishes, it's
so good.
In fact, that's what Lionel Richie said afterwards was,
Let the congregation say amen.
Amen indeed. And she advanced, so she's into the group of nine, I think, is where they're at now. So excellent. Good to see Pensacola doing well. I love seeing our name up on the TV screen every time they put that up there. And, you know, singing to her son, Drew. Got good advice from both Pat Benatar and Gerardo on, you know, how she should do that song and what arrangement she should use. And, hey,
great,
you know,
job.
Got you through. That's the idea. All right, we'll be back with the frivolous topic.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Congress back from recess without the sex scandals. California Democrat Eric Swalwell resigning his seat. Florida Rep. Anna Paulina Luna on the hotel video circulating from an underage woman's allegations tells Fox.
It was not AI generated, but I'm also being told that more stuff is going to be dropping in the next 24 hours.
Swalwell denies all the women's allegations, but also suspended his governor's campaign. And Republican Tony Gonzalez will retire after an affair with a former staffer who committed suicide. Day two of the U.S. checkmate on Iran. U.S. warships blocking the Strait of Hormuz. No major incidents. Vice President Vance tells Fox the ball's in Iran's court.
Our expectation is that the Iranians are going to continue to make progress to opening the Straits of Hormuz. And if they don't, it's going to fundamentally change the negotiation that we have with them.
Meaning more destruction. Oil prices trading lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, sunny and 64 degrees this morning. We've got our full forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. The Blue Angels will be announcing their next commanding officer today at the National Naval Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola. The new boss will lead the team during the 2027 and 2028 seasons. Candidates will have to have more than 3,000 flight hours and previously commanded a tactical jet squadron. And that announcement event is, of course, not open to the public. Also, speaking of the Blue Angels, the Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds doing one of the rare Super Delta flyovers this morning. The Thunderbirds announced that on their Facebook page. That's expected between 10:40 and 10:50. You can see it from Pensacola Beach. Two Escambia County corrections officers are charged after an inmate was beaten in his cell and left with injuries requiring surgery in March, according to North Escambia. Investigators say the officers entered the cell without authorization during lights out hours and returned to destroy evidence. One officer is charged with felony battery and tampering with evidence, another charged with lying to investigators. An 18-year-old Pensacola man is the 19th person to face charges under Florida's new super speeder law after being clocked going 119 miles an hour on the Pensacola Bay Bridge on Sunday. Gulf Breeze police say an officer spotted DeAndre Jenkins going more than 50 miles over the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit Sunday. He was arrested and spent the night in the Santa Rosa County Jail. Police say the most super speeder arrests involve young men between 18 and 20. Under the law, going more than 50 over the limit is a criminal offense and can carry up to 30 days in jail and a $500 fine. Police do say they are working to increase speed enforcement on the bridge as we head into the summer months. Well, if you're going to be out on the beach anytime soon, bring a little patience. Road work continuing on Santa Rosa Island.
Delays are plaguing beach motorists. Construction on Pensacola Beach Boulevard has been extended, requiring the northbound inside lane exiting Pensacola Beach to remain closed until work is completed. Escambia officials confirming the delay for the Pensacola Beach Gateway Improvement Project will continue until the end of April. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. The West Florida Public Libraries are temporarily suspending interlibrary loan services. Escambia County says that the temporary pause is due to an upcoming software migration. If you have any currently checked out interlibrary loan materials, you can still return them at any West Florida Public Library location. Those services are expected to resume by May 20th. It is 8:34 News Radio. Let's get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at beautiful weather today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up today into the upper 70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. For Wednesday, sunny skies, high near 79. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 64. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 79 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 63 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 69 degrees, really warming up. Sunshine this morning, 8:35, and checking in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We've got an accident that just happened on 98 westbound right at the National Seashore, and it's causing some major delays. If you're going 98 westbound heading to Gulf Breeze, just be aware of that. But I-10, I-110, Highway 90, everything else is rolling smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 8:35, your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this hour, checking in on our opening markets. The Dow is up just under 0.1% at 48,255.11. S&P up about 0.4%, 69,12.60. The NASDAQ up just under 1% at 23,404.45. 10-year bond rate up slightly, 4.29% today. Gold prices up 45.20 at 48,12.60. Silver is up 248 at 78.14. That oil price that we've all been watching, down 355 a barrel this morning at 95.55. And Bitcoin is up over 1,600 today at 74,794. Taking a look at our financial headlines today, the wholesale prices went up in March, but less than expected. Numbers out from the Labor Department today show the producer price index rose 0.5%, well under the 1.1% that markets were expecting. Much of the costs were driven by an increase in energy costs due to the Iran war, of course. Excluding food and energy, producer prices went up just 0.1%. Big changes are happening behind the scenes in the tech world, and they're changes you might not even notice.
When it comes to their business, a $50 billion investment by Amazon into OpenAI is being labeled, quote, a key growth driver. That was the subject of an internal memo from the newly appointed OpenAI revenue chief last weekend. Amazon's investment in OpenAI is seen as a direct challenge to their top competitor in cloud computing, Microsoft. The revenue chief's memo suggests OpenAI will continue to distance itself from Microsoft. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly making an interactive AI version of himself, so employees feel more connected to him. That's according to the Financial Times. They report the company is currently training an avatar with Zuckerberg's image, voice, mannerisms, and tone. The company might start letting people make AI copies of themselves if the Zuckerberg clone works out. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you believe the destination is the journey, you'll love exploring the all-new 2026 Subaru models. Like the all-new 2026 Subaru Outback, strikingly redesigned with sharp lines and more edge, and now with financing as low as 1.9% for 48 months. Or how about the roomy Subaru Crosstrek or the family-sized Ascent? Finance either one for 2.9% for an amazing 75 months. And the long-lasting and capable Subaru Forester. Drive one home for only 1.9% financing for 75 months. All come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take on every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Crosstrek Ascent and Forester. Love is out there. Find it in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791 or online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
It's the 26th annual Crawfish Festival this weekend at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Come out and kick off your Saturday morning with the Crawfish 5K at 8, Kids Crawfish Race later that afternoon, and fireworks at 8 on Saturday night. Performing live, we'll have Colleen Sexton, Jared McConnell and the High Aces, Bangarang Peter, Tyler Livingston and the Absolutes, the Oliver Twist Band, and so many other great bands all weekend long. You'll want to stop by and visit all the local artists in between all the fun. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you.
On your phone, on your computer,
wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
When you have a movie or a book or a TV series that you're not enjoying, do you ever quit it? Do you ever or do you finish? Do you always finish? I think movies is the easiest one, because I would think that a person who, you know, might not quit one, but then would then not quit the other. That's the easy one to fix on, because if you're going to quit a thing, I think quitting a movie is a pretty, you know, it's an hour and a half of your life, and, you know. But if you're going to persist and finish that, you probably persist and finish a lot of things. So 437-1620, do you ever quit movies that are boring? John?
Now, did I just pay for it?
Either way.
Well, if I paid for it, you're going to sit there and you're going to enjoy it.
So literally, your money is worth more than your time?
Yes. I mean, if I spent that...
If I wasted $10 on this movie,
and the popcorn,
we are going to sit here for this air conditioning
exactly.
and this sticky floor as long as it takes to learn your lesson.
Exactly.
Have you ever left a movie at the movie theater?
No.
It's one time, and it's kind of a weird story. I don't want to tell it.
But then why did you say it?
This is actually, my dad is killing him if he's listening, because he likes to listen in Denver. We were up in camping. We went to a movie theater at this little town, Greeley, I think, in Colorado. They had a movie theater. And we went in, and the person at the, it was Frankenstein, the person at the front door is like, are you sure you want the boy in this? I'm like, and we're both like, what? And so we go in. It was an X-rated Frankenstein movie. We left. I mean, like, we definitely did not stay to finish that
movie.
Oh,
your dad didn't stay?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was driving. So anyway, So you'll switch at home. Like, you're, how long do you wait? 10 minutes? Half hour?
No, I'm good halfway through it. And if okay. I haven't got the story,
so you're invested at 45 minutes to an hour in, and you'll.
Well, I mean, if I'm gonna take the time to pick it out, I mean, and you know.
But you'll still quit a movie after an hour?
A movie?
Yeah.
No.
When do you quit a movie?
Like, if I paid for it after it's over. But if I didn't pay for it, like 20 minutes in.
Okay. All right. So if you've made it to the 45-minute mark, you're finishing it because might as well. Right? You already got it. Yeah.
Might as
okay,
well.
I understand that. All right. 437-1620. Do you quit movies that you find boring? Do you quit books that you find boring? TV shows? I don't really quit books. I mean, I may stop reading them, but I don't quit them. You know, they're there to be read at some future time. Yeah, I'm probably in the middle of 30 books right now, but you know, I'm not actively reading, but a couple. Movies. Yeah, we'll quit movies. If it's not capturing my interest by, like you say, about 10, 15 minutes, because sometimes it takes a little bit to get into it. But if it was dicey to begin with and then you watch, you'll be like, I don't think so. Because I'd rather cut and run and watch something else for that last. Is there a movie you remember the most recent one that you quit? Do you remember? Did yesterday. We were watching the Garfield movie. We'd taped that, the animated one.
Right.
And it was, Chris Pine maybe and Samuel L. Jackson, I think, were the voices or something. Anyway, and no, this is terrible.
Probably was a Disney movie, to be honest with you.
We used to force ourselves to watch the kids' movies because when the kids were watching them.
Right. We now, had to.
We kind of start some of the kids' movies like, we're not doing this. We're just not. PJ, are you a movie quitter? There's Mike's on. All right, got what you got?
I was going to say, I'm actually with John. So if I'm in a movie theater and I paid for it, no, I'm sticking through it.
The threshold price is too high.
It's about 20 minutes.
Would you ever leave a theater movie and say, hey, I want to watch something else, give me a complimentary ticket, or just go to the other theater?
I've never done that.
Okay. All right. Too polite. Midwesterners.
Never done what?
Wisconsinite.
What, go to another?
Go to the manager and be like, this movie sucks. I want to go to see a different one.
Sure, why not?
I mean, I would. I never have, but I would.
I would. I mean, what you got
to
lose?
I go to see like a movie a year, so we never pick bad ones. Typically, we go to see the movies.
Worst he can say is no.
That's right. You know, you don't have because you didn't.
And I want my popcorn.
That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
All right. 437-1620. Your text in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still working that one accident that happened on 98 westbound in the National Seashore. If you're approaching Gulf Breeze, expect about a 12-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see. Somebody says, if I don't like the book, movie, et cetera, I will quit. Life is too darn short to keep doing something. I will say this. I feel guilty quitting them, not usually because they deserve to keep going. There are some that really pay off toward the end, and if you didn't stick with it. But there are so many that you're like, this better pay off. And then it doesn't. You're like, oh, they got me again. You know, dang it. And I understand that reaction of wanting to cut and run and find something else. Let's see. Somebody says 437-1620. Yes, I channel surf from ugly to other. I don't know what that means, but I'll take it. Yes, if I paid to watch it, I will finish 99% of the time. It has to be really bad to stop. Yeah, you know, that's true. It's got to really be terrible usually to quit. If it's just sort of okay, I mean, you were looking for something to watch anyway. We just watched last night, Open Range, the Western with Robert Duvall and Kevin Costner. And it was from 2007, which I had not heard this movie before. And it's okay. You know, it's an okay Western. We watched it all the way through. And I thought when I'm done, like, I've seen a lot of better Westerns. I've seen a lot of worse Westerns. It was, you know, I didn't regret the choice, but it's not something I can brag about, although I can make radio fodder out of it. Somebody says, I quit Saturday Night Live when it stopped being funny. What, in the 80s? They said 2010. Don says, I'll quit a book, film, series, or song at between 5 and 10%. And typically, I don't know. He's asking a follow-up on the Frankenstein movie, and I don't know. I mean, I was like 9 or 10 or something.
You remember.
So, anyway, the one thing I do notice is when it comes to TV series, I will always start, like, the new series. I'll always try anything. But it's getting to the second episode. You know, we'll always talk about it. Was that, do you want to watch the second episode? Do you want to watch more of that? It's usually pretty obvious, yes or no. I will never get to the fourth episode and not know for sure whether I'm invested in that series. If I'm questioning it by the episode, I'm done. We're out. It's not worth my time. But
there's some that have to build the stories.
Nope,
and then
if you can't get me by the third or fourth episode, I'm out. And listen, there are some series we haven't watched for that exact reason. People, this is the best one ever. I'm like,
I know. Yeah, I've told you a few, and you're like, okay, John.
Yeah. I know your other choices. Well, because a series, I mean, a movie is an hour and a half, 2 hours. Right. A series is like 100 hours of your life.
Oh, come on. That's not that much.
How many seasons is it going to go? If it's any good, it's going to go 4 or 5 seasons. How many episodes per season, depending on if it's like Netflix or regular TV? 8 to 20 or 30. You're talking 50 to 100 episodes. It's 50 to 100 hours of my life. I'm committing on something I might like a lot later.
Well, you might.
Nope.
You just never know until you try.
Life is way too short. Oh, somebody says, I wish I knew how to quit you. Nice. I appreciate that reference. That's well done. 848 on News Radio 92.3. I will say the one thing is, my wife, she's a researcher. You know, I always talk about my wife's an industrial engineer, so she's a researcher. I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Let's watch it. And then we're watching it, and we get about 15 minutes in or 20 minutes in, and I'm like, do you want to keep watching this? She's like, no, but you're going to finish because you made me start.
I don't know how to handle this one, especially with today's topics.
But to punish me for making a bad choice, she's like, I want you to learn a lesson. Fine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe sometimes you deserve it.
I so do. She's completely right about this.
My ADS.
But it's not that I actually learn, but it does give her weird satisfaction to punish me. So anyway, 849 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young. Low miles, great condition. They warranty everything to 100,000 miles or 10 years. They'll take care of you. That's not extra. You don't pay extra for that. It's not like, you know, the secret double backflip fiberglass undercoating that some places want to add for it. You know. You know there's all these scammy things, all these scuzzy things, right? Frontier tries to not be that place. They try really hard not to be that place. The whole point is to be the place that you feel good about, that you brag to people about. That, like, literally when I bought our Odyssey, I'm like, I want to advertise for them because that was such a great experience. And so I have been for years now because they make you like it so much that you want to come back. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, it is Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic.
Hey, this is Delino with the Boot Store on Pine Forest Road.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
I love radio advertising for my business, so I always love referring business over to ADX Communications for the best radio advertising out there.
We have advertised with Cat Country 98.7 over the past 10 years. Because we know radio works and Cat Country reaches our target audience.
I absolutely recommend radio to business owners. It's real, it's local, and it reaches people where they live and work.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever cash you got.
One quick follow-up on the frivolous topic of do you ever quit movies or books or TV shows? And somebody says, the thing that I hate is when I get invested in a TV series and then it doesn't get renewed. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. I'm like, who's making these decisions?
At least with a book, you know, it's going to get you to some kind of resolution. But, yeah, hopefully. You're right. It's a TV series. And I have, unfortunately, I know that what I love the most is not popular enough people that it's, you know, I always figure, like, if I love it, it's in trouble. It's not going to make it past that first season. Oh, man. Yeah, that is the worst. Hey, I want to talk about, you know, whenever I prepare for the frivolous topic, I always look at kind of what day it is and, you know, is there anything interesting? And this is the, you know, it's National Cucumber Day. It's National Drag Racing Day. It's National, you know, Tip Your Strippers Day or whatever. There's all these, I don't know, it's a theme
quarters,
day.
Quarters, boing, bing.
So anyway, the one that caught my attention today, and this did not make the frivolous topic, but I did think it was interesting.
Goodness.
National Ex-Spouse Day. National Ex-Spouse Day. I'm going to read to you what they say, and then we're going to talk a little bit about this, because I actually think this is very interesting. On a scale of 1 to Adele, how are you feeling today? It's clever. When we tell you it's National Ex-Spouse Day this April 14th, is that going to make you blast someone like you and cry into your ice cream? No need. National Ex-Spouse Day, curiously inserted into the calendar exactly 2 months after Valentine's Day. Right? It's April 14th. Has become a time to reflect on the positive moments you shared with your ex. That's correct. Look, you married them, or dated them if you didn't marry. There must have been something you liked, that is, before they snapped. Think of them fondly before celebrating the fact that they're gone. I think this is a really good idea.
Maybe the wound's too fresh.
It can be. And there's a truth in the idea that maybe you need to hate them to quit them. You know, that's true, okay? But you don't want to invalidate a part of your life. You want to validate a part of your life. And the human brain does have trouble saying, well, I love this about them, but I hate this about them. I mean, we're better off in the I really love them or I really hate them. And I mean, I get all that. But if you were married to somebody or dated somebody for a long time, I wasn't married formally, but I had 4 years of girlfriend before I met my wife. You know, so it's like 35 years ago. And I think it's good to remember the good things. It's good to remember that that was a part of your life. It made you who you are. It was positive. You enjoyed time with that person. They made you who you are. Like they contributed a part of your life that maybe in total you would prefer to undo, but celebrate the good parts. And it's okay to remember the painful parts too. Just like in your current relationship, it's okay to remember the painful parts, and it's important to remember and actively focus on the good parts as well. To suppress them is a kind of disorder. It's a kind of a problem. Now, I know if you had a horrible experience, it makes it a little hard to do. But my advice as a Christian, as a pastor's kid, is I would say, pray about it. Pray for God to give you the ability to see that person.
And pray for them.
And sure, pray for them, of course. But pray for you to be able to see the good things, the positive things, the things that they contributed to you, because they did. And to be honest about the bad things, too. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Okay. All right. So
not going to have John comment on this right now.
Well, my song was Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone. But
there you
anyway,
go.
Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened on 98 westbound in National Seashore. It's got traffic backed up almost to the Garcon Point Bridge. So expect about a 20-25 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are golden. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, just to follow up, that doesn't, just because you talk or think about what was positive in the past, is not a threat to the current person. Although they might feel that way. If the current person feels like that's a threat, that can be a warning sign. Because why would they feel threatened about somebody that was a part of your past? You know what I think about this in the context of is when spouses pass away. You know, when somebody passes away and you had a marriage that was basically good, that's always going to be a part of you. And future spouses should know that. They have to know that. And you would, on the one hand, you understand where they might feel jealous or threatened. That's normal. On the other hand, it'd be weird if they didn't find a way to be okay with it. Because they can't really accept you, and you can't really be okay to accept them if you can't acknowledge that that person was a positive part of your life. And that's going to be true if they passed away and you're a widow or a widower. That's going to be true if you broke up and left them, or, you know, whatever the case may be. 437-1620, 437-1620. Previous relationship, somebody texts, help, in my opinion, your current one because you figure out what you actually want in a partner. That's true.
That is true.
You know, and
what you want, what you don't want.
I do this sometimes with parents, the same issue, right? If you had terrible parents, the one thing they gave you is you learn what you don't want to be. And that may seem like a weird thing to cherish, but, you know, the Bible says honor your parents. No matter how bad they are, you can honor them. Doesn't mean you obey them. Doesn't mean you hang out with them. It just means you honor them and respect them as being your parents. And if you had good ones, be grateful, because not everybody does. But if you learn, I mean, trauma, you don't have to celebrate the trauma in your life, but you can be grateful for what the trauma taught you. What the trauma gave you, the ability to, you prayed through it, that made your relationship with God better. You learned how to mentor, minister to other people because of your trauma. I mean, this is part of a broader issue of knowing how to handle bad things that have happened to you and suppressing them, pretending they were not good or pretending they were not there or didn't happen. And same thing with the good. You know, it's like we want to hold on to the hatred so much that we can't acknowledge the positive thing. It's all part of what made you who you are. And I'll end with this little theology. John, John is so uncomfortable right now. I love it. It's great. It must mean this is, I'm saying good stuff. God's still on the throne. He loves y'all.
Amen.
In totality, regardless. And he wants you to be healthy. Talk to you tomorrow.